Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again from the Au Sable Valley Audubon, Arnie LaRich. Welcome back to the show, Arnie.
Thank you.
And also joining us, he is a tour guide, Sam Burkhardt. How are you, Sam?
I'm good.
You're good. Well, from what I understand, you're very good at what you do, Sam. And we're talking to you today and Arnie once again about the Kirtland's Warbler Tours. And you're one of the guides for this, or the guide for this.
Yes, indeed. It's two of us, Matt Hagwood and myself. And it's always a great pleasure to show such an iconic bird to people and see their reactions when they first see the bird.
Yeah, well, let's start with the bird. How did it become such an endangered species?
It's what we call a specialist. So it requires very, very specific habitat. The habitat used to be created by wildfires. Basically, jack pine cones do not open up until the fire goes over them. But due to fire suppression, the numbers started plummet in the 1950s. The fire suppression was very successful, but unfortunately also the loss of Kirtland's warblers. We realized that in the 70s, efforts began to restore the habitat. There was not enough known about the habitat. And we also realized that the cowbird, the brown-headed cowbird, which is a prairie bird, which came into these parts of Michigan due to the opening of the forest, started predating the nests of Kirtland's warblers at a rate of 70%.
Yeah, now let's talk, the bird is probably one of the most studied ones there is, especially in this area. What have we learned so far?
We've learned an awful lot about the bird. In recent times, we were able to outfit males with little backpacks that record the latitude. And so we know, for example, that they have two completely different migration routes. They have a fall migration route. They have a spring migration route. This is really important because it helps us to look at these places where they stage or feed and possibly help protect those places as well. The Kirtland's warbler is doing well up here. The numbers have increased to the point where it might be delisted. Efforts are in the process. But there's still many threats, in particular also in the wintering on the wintering grounds in the Bahamas.
All right. And of course, work continues on that in terms of maybe getting the bird delisted, but to make it, a species that is going to be continuously watched.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a species that we call conservation dependent or conservation reliant. Right. In other words, it still needs us to make sure that the habitat is there for them to breed in.
All right, now let's bring Arnie in here and talk a little bit about the tours. Also, Sam, you're one of the tour guides. What do they do when they come out on the tours with you, Sam? What are they going to see, and how do you conduct your tours?
Well, we get into the habitat, and once we're in the habitat, we immediately start hearing birds, and then it's a question of finding a singing male popping up. We explain what the habitat is all about, why it needs to be restored, what makes it such a particular and special habitat. We also point out other birds. Throughout the year, in a cycle of a year, there are over 100 species that can use that habitat.
All right. Now, Arnie, tell us about the tours briefly. I know we've had you on before, but to update people, tours are ongoing through the month of June.
That's correct. The next five Saturdays, 7:30, the tour starts, and it lasts until about 11:30 out in the field, and then you leave from there or come back to the Camp Lodge area. That's in Oscoda. The phone number is 989-739-2021, and we also have a Facebook site that you can go on, and the events are there, and let us know that you're interested or you're going, but please make the reservations because we want to make sure you have a space.
Right.
Because we limit to about 15 so that you have a great experience, it's not overcrowded, and you have access to the guide out there in the field, so you have a great experience.
Very good. And I know they book quickly because it's a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to see these birds, for sure.
And actually, it's kind of unique this year. As Sam mentioned, it's being delisted, and it probably will happen. So if you see the bird this year, you can say you were one of the last ones to see it when it was endangered.
Very good.
A little unique.
Yeah, it is. Well, Sam Burkhardt and Arnie LaRich, we're glad you could join us once again here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.